Baseball is almost back, but Padres Social Hour returns right now, coming to you from the Peoria Sports Complex and Padres Spring Training.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour here in Peoria. Joining me now, Hunter Renfro. Hunter, how's your spring?
It's going well. You know, I'm enjoying myself here and trying to learn as much as possible. Just kind of, you know, just trying to learn and have fun.
Yeah, fun is certainly here to be had, but there's baseball to be had too.
Right.
It's your second big league camp, top prospect in the Padres organization for a couple of years now. What are your differences for you so far in year two as opposed to when you were here last year?
I think you kind of realize what's going on a little bit more. You don't have to just kind of watch and learn as much as, you know, what's going on. You kind of know what's going on. You kind of know what to expect and, you know, what to bring to the table every day. And just kind of, you know, once again, though, you're trying to learn as much as possible from the guys that's done it year after year and been up and have so much, you know, confidence in themselves and the things they do. You try to learn as much as possible from those guys like that.
What is the one piece of advice you would have told yourself last year that you know now doing it for the second time?
I think it's just kind of relax and have fun. Last year was kind of a deal where I was really nervous. You know, I was kind of one of the lowest guys on the totem pole, I guess you want to say. And I was kind of like a dog following its owner around, you know, kind of just learning what to do and learning how to go about my day and where to go, you know, at what time and stuff like that. So this year, you know, I kind of know what's going on a little bit more and trying to figure out, you know, where I belong, you know, as a team. And really just kind of focusing on, you know, myself and doing what I need to do to get myself ready and be a great teammate as well.
Was there any difference in your approach in the off season, how you were getting prepared for spring training this year compared to last winter?
I try to kind of stick to my usual stuff. You know, I try to go over there and do my running skills and do all my lifting and hitting and stuff, you know, about the same. You know, I try to keep it about the same as possible. I do a lot of hitting in the offseason up at my college, Mississippi State, and at my hometown. And I just kind of help out with our high school team and throw them BP and, you know, long toss with some of the guys there. And try to get as much live at-bats off the guys at Mississippi State as possible. So I try to keep the same routines because it's worked before. So why not change it?
Yeah, if it's not broke.
That's right.
Through five games this year, you've already had more at-bats than you had all of spring training last year. What's it like to have more of a stage to show off your stuff?
I think that's kind of a hats off to, you know, Andy and the guys too for, you know, having confidence in me to go out there and get the job done and have faith in me. And, you know, I really appreciate that and respect that. And so I try to go out there every day and just work as hard as possible. To let them see what I do and as well as, you know, watching Matt Kemp and the guys that, you know, they're in the outfield that have so much experience and kind of learning how to go about, you know, the different situations and where to set up and learning from Jay and then, you know, telling me where to set up in the outfield and on different situations, different hitters and stuff like that.
So what kind of a progress report would you give for yourself so far? How's it going learning from them, but also your production? Do you like what you see?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think I've put some really good swings on the balls. Some of them, of course, hadn't dropped. You know, that's baseball, though. I think I've been very well. I've done very well. Defensively-wise, I think I've done an excellent job and learning from, you know, Tarek and some, you know, Jay and Upton and Kemp and learning from those guys and really putting myself and striding forward and going about my day.
What would you prefer, gunning down a runner at the plate from deep and right or going yard yourself? What's more satisfaction for you?
That's a tough situation, I guess. You know, I like them both, so I can't really decide on which one.
All right, depends on the situation
that's
of the game,
right.
I guess,
absolutely.
Right? Is it weird for you? Because last year you spent most of the season in AA, mm-hmm. San Antonio, then you get a little bit of time in El Paso. Those are where you have your friends, your teammates that you spend day in and day out with. And then here in camp, they're on the minor league side, you're with the big league guys. What's that dynamic like for you, at least for these 6 weeks?
Like I said, though, I mean, you really don't try to think about it. I mean, you see these guys every day, you know, whether you want to or not, you know. you all kind of get acquainted to each other and you become friends. And like you said, but, you know, I see the guys on the minor league side just as much as I see the guys on the major league side, you know. And I try to enjoy everybody's company and be friends with everybody and really enjoy just being here at the ballpark, you know, and playing baseball.
Andy Green has talked about to us, to the press, kind of blurring the lines between major and minor leagues, making making sure everyone feels part of the same organization. You think that's working? Because you're a guy right on the fence right there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, whether I go up or down, you know, I'm still going to be friends with the guys, you know, in the lower levels or in the upper levels. And I hope they feel the same way, you know. And, you know, like I said, like he said, Andy said, you know, blurring the lines, you know, the guys that are in the minor leagues come up to the major leagues, you know, just as quick as somebody in the major league go down. So, I mean, I think, you know, the blurring the lines is a very good idea, you know, because the guys in the minor leagues come up and play in these games, you know, every day. And you know, we got to treat them with respect as well as they treat with us with respect.
All right, so let's take you down two paths here at the end of spring training. Path one, you make the big league roster. How do you think you can contribute to the San Diego Padres right away?
You know, just going out there and helping the team win. You know, matter of fact, whatever I got to do, you know, I go out there and I want to win. First off, and you know, defensively wise, if I'm just a late, you know, inning replacement for Matt in the outfield or what have you, you know, I just want to go out there and do as best I can, you know, and do whatever I have to do to help the team win.
Path two, still a little more seasoning, you head back to the minors, let's say. What would you work on most if you were back down?
Really plate discipline. You know, I want to go out there and I want to, you know, control the zone. We've really been working on that a lot and really hunting my pitch, you know, hunting the zone where I do the most damage. So really working on, you know, the zone I want to hit in and not trying to chase too much and really working on plate discipline.
I like to ask this of all the guys. Obviously, you don't have much downtime. Andy Green's keeping you busy, and Absolutely. He's keeping you tired. But what do you like to do in your spare time when you're down here in spring training? It's some long days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we like to go out and, you know, eat a nice meal and go shopping and kind of just hang out, go to the movies. You know, we get to go to the movies every once in a while at night and see some movies. So,
what's the most recent movie you've seen?
Recent movie? I can't even remember.
It was that good, huh?
Yeah, I want to go see Deadpool. That's what I want to go
see.
Me too.
I haven't been able to yet.
I'm a huge superhero kind of guy movie, so I really want to go see that. But the wife's kind of eh. So
maybe you and I can go. We'll find a time to go check it out.
That's right.
Last question for you. Obviously, Mississippi State, something you keep very near and dear, another top 25 team they have this year. How much do you get to follow the boys and see how they're still doing?
You know, I try to keep up with them as much as possible. I try to text, you know, my old coach, John Cohen, a little bit. And here and there, but I don't want to disturb him as well because I know he's got a job to do too. But you know, I kind of keep up with him on Twitter and what have you. So you know, they're doing well right now. You know, they have some ups and downs as well. Everybody does. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do in the long run.
All right, Hunter, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Your San Diego Padres are in Peoria, Arizona.
Why?
To get ready for the 2016 season. More of Padres Social Hour at spring training continues right after this.